We'll have time for questions and answers soon. Now, for those of you who are newer to this, and for those who are not established in this teaching, I ask for your indulgence and your patience for a little while, because I want to speak about something very advanced, because there are several minds in the room for whom this will be useful. So if what I'm about to say is gobbledygook to you, be not concerned. Just indulge me. If experiencing is happening all the time, and that experiencing is consciousness, what is the thing we are experiencing? Is that separate from consciousness? Could it even exist without consciousness? It could not. Is it not the case that your entire experience, every single detail, is itself consciousness? And only consciousness. And isn't it therefore the case that the entire thing is one power? Not a seer and a seen, but one whole phenomena of existence. For that is indeed the Advaita message, and that is indeed the truth of the Upanishads. The famous example is the snake and the rope. There is a rope lying on the ground in the half light of the evening, and you walk in the forest and you see it ahead on the path. You might think that's a snake because it looks like a snake. And all your experience would be an experience of snake. But the person walking next to you, the guru, says, no, it's a piece of rope. And you believe him, her, because they know about the forest path. So yeah, right, it's a rope. But you still see the snake. You still visually see the snake, because the light is just the same, but you know it's a rope. It is a rope. There's never been a snake. No snake has ever existed. Only ever rope has existed. But the appearance snake has come about as a property of your mind. Here's the point. To understand rope as rope, the snake does not have to disappear. The snake is still there, but the knowledge and reality of rope is fully known. It doesn't need the snake to disappear for you to fully know the rope. Similarly, none of this has to disappear. None of this has to change in any way. None of this has to fall apart. None of this has to be penetrated. This is Brahman. This is Brahman. Appearing to us as all is. The appearance is not the problem. The snake is not the problem. The appearance isn't the problem. You say, oh, there's wall, there's floor, there's ceiling, there's radiators. Yes, but it's all Brahman. It's all consciousness in form. Consciousness with name and form. The formless is consciousness. The name and the form are the appearance of things, but it's all only Brahman and all only ever been Brahman and always will be Brahman. Similarly, the consciousness that we've been pointing out as the experiencing power of you, the I, that too is only Brahman appearing as little me, The little me does not have to go away for you to fully know this is Brahman. That is my point. The summit of Advaita is that point. Just as through the ignorance, the real nature of the rope appears in an instant as a snake, so does pure consciousness appear in the form of the phenomenal universe without undergoing any change. So the rope appears as a snake without undergoing any change at all in the rope. The rope's doing nothing, but it appears as a snake. Similarly, Brahman, consciousness, is doing nothing but being itself, appearing as phenomenal universe. Always, only, and ever Brahman. Always, only, and ever God. The statement I made when we started speaking, all this is Brahman, including you, is true. The appearance is not a problem. The appearance is fine. Your cup is correct. Experience is joyful, did it say? Beautiful, I think it said. So either we see the world as separate from ourselves, see it as world and are afraid of it, or we see the world and ourselves as one divine reality and enjoy it. I am aware that those last 5 minutes were a deviation into some advanced points. So thank you for your indulgence.